Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. An investigation into the shooting of an unarmed black man in Columbus, Ohio, continues. 47-year-old Andre Hill was killed as he walked out of a garage carrying a cell phone. On Thursday, his daughter, Carissa Hill, told reporters she doesn't know what to tell her children.
My kids called him Big Daddy because they looked up to him. So they don't even understand what's on right now. They just think their big daddy's coming home for Christmas.
Police were responding to a call about a car's engine starting and stopping early in the morning. Hill had committed no crime and was visiting a friend who lived at the house where he was killed. After months of talks and just days ahead of the deadline, the United Kingdom and the European Union have reached a provisional post-Brexit trade deal. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, there's a sigh of relief across the continent that Brexit can finally be left behind.
After months of diplomatic wrangling, notably over fishing rights, the UK and EU finally struck a deal on their post-Brexit trade relationship, averting a costly no-deal departure on December 31st. In a speech, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called it a good deal. He said Britons would have to get used to doing some things differently, but they had gained their freedom. Both sides claimed a win. With regard to fishing, Johnson said Britain had taken back control of its waters. EU negotiator Michel Barnier said Europe had not backed down on its fishing demands. In a tweet, French President Emmanuel Macron said European unity and firmness had paid off. Europe can now look toward the future, he said, united, sovereign, and strong. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. plans to open a consulate in Western Sahara that will be part of the U.S. Embassy in Morocco. The move comes after the Trump administration upended longstanding policy and recognized Morocco's sovereignty over the disputed region. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Pompeo says he's beginning a process to establish a U.S. consulate in Western Sahara, and he's already inaugurated a virtual post meant to support economic and social development in the region. In a recent op-ed, former Secretary of State James Baker accused the Trump administration of turning its back on the people of Western Sahara, who have sought a referendum on the status of the former colony. The Trump administration recognized Morocco's sovereignty as part of a deal to get Morocco to normalize ties with Israel. Baker called that an astounding retreat from the principles of international law. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. now says it will require all airline passengers arriving from the United Kingdom to have tested negative for COVID-19 within 72 hours of their departure. The new rule takes effect on Monday. The move follows a similar one put in place by United Airlines. Trading was extremely light on Christmas Eve on Wall Street. The S&P 500 closed up 0.4 points. Despite that, the index finished the week down by 0.2. This is NPR. The former Soviet Republic of Moldova has inaugurated its first female president. The Harvard graduate and former World Bank economist is pledging to forge closer ties to the European Union against Russia's wishes. NPR's Lucian Kim reports.
Maia Sandu took the presidential oath of office in the Moldovan capital, Chisinau. Sandu won a November runoff election against the incumbent, Igor Dodon, who made dozens of trips to Moscow during his term in office. Moldova is ethnically linked to its neighbor Romania, a NATO and EU member, though it also maintains close ties to Russia. Sandu has called for Russian troops based in a separatist region of Moldova to go home and wants better relations with the EU and United States. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
California has become the first state in the U.S. to record 2 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus, and more than 23,000 people have died from the virus there. Those numbers come from Johns Hopkins University. The state's healthcare system is also overwhelmed from infections that followed Thanksgiving holidays. Many of the state's intensive care units are filled. President Trump's last-minute demand for $2,000 checks for most Americans has thrown the year-end COVID relief measure into chaos. Trump has indicated he may veto the measure without the change. House Republicans quickly rejected the demand on Thursday. Unemployment benefits, eviction protections, and other aid are all at risk if the measure is not signed, if passed both houses of Congress earlier this week. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.